Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The New Testament pictures baptism as a burial and a resurrection. We die to sin and are raised to walk in a new life. Romans 6:3-5. But if there were no burial, how could there be a resurrection? Please notice how Paul uses the figure of a burial and resurrection in the following passage from Colossians. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. The kind of language Paul uses in Romans 6 and in Colossians 2 will not allow for sprinkling and pouring as substitutes for baptism. As in the case of the Ethiopian eunuch, there must be a going down into the water and a coming up out of the water for it to be scriptural baptism. Acts 8:38-39. If baptism were not essential to salvation, this whole discussion would be useless. It would not really matter whether candidates were immersed, sprinkled, or poured. But baptism is administered in order to the remission of sins. That is, that one's sins may be washed away. Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16. So the action of baptism and the purpose for which it is done are of great significance. If the book of Acts means what it says, those outside of Christ cannot be forgiven unless they are baptized to be forgiven, to put on Christ, and to be saved. If these are God's arrangements for ordaining baptism, then it matters whether we teach it and practice it according to the word of truth. When men and women are buried with Christ in baptism, they are raised with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised Jesus from the dead. The resurrection pictured in baptism is not only a coming out of water, but a coming out of our death to our old way of living. The Roman letter says we are raised up from the dead by the glory of God the Father, so that we may walk in newness of life. Paul then adds, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6:6. None of this means there is any inherent power in the water in which we are baptized. We could plunge people beneath the water 1,000 times and not do them any good, except maybe to give them a bath, unless they had faith in the working of God. In other words, it is our faith, coupled with our obedience to the Word, which cleanses us from our alien sins. Paul uses somewhat different wording in the Galatian letter, but the message is the same. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. Our faith compels us to be baptized in harmony with God's commands, and to put on Christ. How any teaching could be simpler, I just cannot imagine. Please do not let anyone deceive you into believing that baptism has nothing to do with salvation. God is working through our baptism to save us. It is His mighty power and wonderful grace which provide these great blessings. He is the same God who raised Jesus from the dead. If He had not raised our Lord from the dead, we could be buried in baptism from now to eternity, and it would do us no good. The resurrection of our Lord guarantees us that we shall be raised to enjoy eternal life. Paul's wonderful chapter on the resurrection gives us this assurance. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them who slept. 1 Corinthians 15:22. My friends, if you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins and have not been raised by the power of God, will you not obey our Lord today? Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.